For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. We all know the value of early screening in the detection of breast cancer. My guests today are going to talk about the importance of screening, both from a professional and a personal standpoint. I recently spoke with Dr. Richard Gibbs of the UK Department of Radiology on the breast cancer team, and my wife, Vanessa Oliver, a dietitian with UK Health and Wellness, who recently became one of Dr. Gibbs's patients. I started out by asking about the importance of early detection of breast cancer.
Who should get screened can be very confusing. Currently, our American College of Radiology, which is our main organization, and also the Society of Breast Imaging, which is what all we as mammographers or reading mammograms are a part of, we recommend starting at age 40 and then having a mammogram every year up until approximately age 75. There is some confusion, though. Specifically, the United States Preventive Services Task Force, which is a very long name for a group that's part of our federal government and can determine reimbursements for various medical procedures. Approximately 10 years ago, put out that you should wait till you're age 50, and then at age 50, start screening mammograms every other year. There have been a lot of trials and papers written and a lot of speeches given that have shown that that's not the right way to go, that starting at age 40 is the best, and then once a year, because small cancers, you want to find these cancers when they're small, meaning less than about a half an inch in size. And so if you wait until you can feel it, it's probably going to be larger than that. And therefore, you may not do as well from treatment as you could if you found it sooner.
What about those women who may have a family history, perhaps a mother, grandmother, sister, aunt, who had a relatively early breast cancer?
Those with a genetic predisposition, like you said, we say first-degree relatives, mother, sister, daughter, those people may have a genetic mutation or something in their genes that predispose them to breast cancer. They actually just revised the screening recommendations, not necessarily for when you get a screening mammogram, but when you should be screened, especially those individuals in the African American community can be at particular risk for aggressive breast cancers earlier in life, and they recommend screening as far as questions asking about relatives and the like at about age 30. And because those individuals that do have a family history, a strong family history, or have also had, say, like radiation from Hodgkin's disease in the past to the chest, those individuals should also be screened with MRI earlier in life, starting as early as about 25.
And Vanessa, you had an experience several months ago that brought you to Dr. Gibbs. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. So I had never had a mammogram. And I do have what Dr. Gibbs just called a first-degree relative who had a history of breast cancer. And I knew that I should have gotten one, but I had been putting off maybe a little bit. You know, I consider myself a pretty healthy person, definitely consider wellness a primary objective in my day-to-day life. But, you know, going for a mammogram is a little scary. Maybe it's an admission of getting older. Maybe it's an admission or a participation in vulnerability that you don't want to engage in for a variety of reasons. But I finally just sort of went on, bit the bullet, and did it. And so I went on and had my first mammogram, and things looked a little funny. So I had to continue to get a series of tests, and that's what led me to Dr. Gibbs eventually.
Something that puts you at higher risk is important, and we definitely like to screen for that. But the flip side of that is almost two-thirds of cancers are found in those individuals with no predisposing factors, no family history. And so it is important if you have a family history or some other thing that puts you at risk, but also realize that even if you're so-called average risk, it's still very important to get a screening mammogram.
I'm speaking today with Dr. Richard Gibbs of UK Healthcare Radiology's breast cancer team and Vanessa Oliver, a dietitian with UK Health and Wellness, also my wife, who recently was one of Dr. Gibbs's patients. So, of course, every woman should be talking with her primary healthcare provider, her physician, her nurse practitioner. One of the potentialities that Vanessa and I were discussing last night in anticipation of our conversation with you is, what about those individuals who maybe don't have health insurance or have spotty insurance? Do they have recourse, like in the health department? What sort of things can they do?
I would totally agree. It can be very frustrating. From the healthcare side, it's very frustrating. I can only imagine from the personal side. But at least at the University of Kentucky, we work with individuals trying to get them insurance, get them signed up, find out if they're eligible and what they may be eligible for. So we do have employees here that's what they do. They work with these people. So I would never let money come between me and a screening mammogram. I know it's hard, and it's maybe easier said than done, but we do have people here that can help with that.
One of the things that I know you experienced, Vanessa, is that radiology is not only a diagnostic modality in the treatment of breast cancer, but you're also a part of the team in the treatment as well. Specifically thinking about the day of surgery, there's a lot that radiologists do to make sure that tumor is excised.
You're right. We're one of those specialties that kind of live in the shadows. Probably not many people can name their radiologists, and we may just be a name within the report, but
as a pathologist, I empathize with that.
Yes, sir. But that is what we do. We look at x-rays all day long. Here at the University of Kentucky, we are sub-specialized, meaning that is all I do. 90% of my time is spent reading mammograms, breast ultrasounds, breast MRIs, and we do. We work closely with our surgeons and our oncologists. They are literally just down the hall from us, and they have easy access to us. We have easy access to them, and it is definitely a team approach.
Well, Dr. Gibbs and Vanessa, I want to ask you a question I always ask at the end of my interviews. Is there anything we've not covered that you would want our listeners to know about this topic? I know that's a broad question.
Just especially in Vanessa's case, and she's not unique, still amazes me to this day, and I've been doing this for many years, how important it is to do the screening, because you're not going to feel every cancer. Oftentimes, by the time you feel it, it's going to be larger and potentially a more complicated treatment. And so we really, really encourage everybody when they turn 40 to come in and have a screening mammogram. At least get a baseline. And like you mentioned earlier, talk over with your family physician, your family practitioner. If you have any questions, give us a call, because we understand the recommendations by the various groups are confusing, and we hate to see somebody get confused.
And Vanessa?
I think probably just to share that, you know, it is scary, you know, and it's okay to be scared, particularly since there maybe are some different recommendations that you might read, and we can all get into that internet rabbit hole and we start searching for things online, right? Here, you know, at UK certainly, but wherever you get your primary health care, don't be afraid to ask questions of your health care provider, because they want to help you and they can help you have as good an experience as I did.
And if I could add one more thing, and I I really appreciate what you said, because I agree, is that after a screening mammogram, if you do get called back, it doesn't mean that we see cancer, because most times when we call back from a screening, it is not cancer. But if you do need a biopsy, these biopsies should be, as we would say, minimally invasive. They should not hurt, or if they do, they should be minimal, and they're low risk. And so I know that we all, none of us like pain. We all kind of fear pain, but this should be a painless experience.
My thanks today to Dr. Richard Gibbs, radiologist at UK Healthcare and member of the breast cancer team, as well as my wife, Vanessa Oliver, dietitian with UK Health and Wellness, for talking with me about the importance of early detection of breast cancer. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.